Thank you, Marilee, for your service. And thank you to all the trusted servants who are serving today. And thank you to everybody who's serving by coming to this meeting. I hope you don't mind if I take a moment to say a little prayer. God, please enable me to set aside everything I think I know about the Big Book, the 12 Steps of Overeaters Anonymous, this meeting, myself, and especially you, God, so I can have an open mind and a new experience with all these things. Help me see the truth. Amen. So I'm Carol S., and I'm a grateful compulsive overeater. I first came to the rooms of OA in 1998, half-heartedly hung around for maybe 6 months, going to a meeting like once or twice a month. I had a sponsor, but we didn't get started on the steps. After we agreed to stop working together, I stalled out. But I was baffled as to why the 12 steps, which seemed to me to be a personal improvement program, had anything to do with losing weight. I was under the impression by my own head that this was a diet club. And I came to OA at that time because I was in psychiatric day treatment program, put it bluntly. I have bipolar disorder, and I was having trouble. So I decided that would be a good place for me. And while I was there, I met this woman who started bringing her own meals. And as weeks went on, she was losing weight and she was eating far more food than I ever thought anybody would eat. And I wondered, you know, how was she doing that? And she told me that she went to Overeaters Anonymous. And I said, well, I have an aunt in AA. Is it something like that? And she said, yes. But I didn't really know much of anything about AA at that time. I just knew that my aunt went. And that once in a while, they had celebrations for people that involved cake. And that was the extent of what I knew. The cake seemed like a good idea to me at the time. So I went to a meeting, and it was a very nice place. The people were welcoming, and I could identify with some of what the people were saying there, but it didn't really sink in at the time. I mean, it just didn't really sink in. I know I was in a lot of denial, and this is something that persisted. Because I left OA in 1999, and came back in 2005. And by that time, I looked like this. Let me bring this up. Let me make that bigger. And I'm the one in the green jacket on the left on my screen. So I was pretty darn desperate. And my friend who had moved out of the area was back visiting, and she came, and we got together that afternoon, and she saw me eat two sandwiches for lunch, which were just ordinary sandwiches. They weren't submarine sandwiches or anything, but they still two sandwiches for lunch. And she saw how large I was. And she didn't tell me this at the time, but she did say later that she was quite alarmed for me. And so we went to a meeting then, and she asked me gently if I wanted to go to a meeting again. And I said, yes, sure. Yeah, that'll help. And we went to a meeting, and that began 11 years of being in OA for me, where, but I didn't, I was a long time in denial. I had physical recovery, but not spiritual or emotional recovery. And I was unhappy and miserable. And eventually I left because, I used to be able to, by white knuckling it, I used to be, as we say, you know, gritting my teeth and clenching my fists, I used to be able to get 11 or 12 months of abstinence. And then over the years, that decreased. I could not continue to control myself anymore. And I was wondering what was wrong with me, because I thought I should be able to control myself. Well, the whole, you know, one of the points of this program that we need to, that I needed to understand was that I have an illness. It's not my fault that I have this illness. It's just the way it is. And I can't control my eating. And that was that when I finally got that point, it was 11 years later, and I was afraid of having a higher power. I was afraid of what that higher power would do to me, because I still had the childhood idea of a higher power. And I decided that this was not for me, and left. And I was actually in relapse again before I left, but that accelerated once I left. And it was just, you know, so that was, you know, four more years of uncomfortableness. I grew up in San Diego, California, and my OA experience was in San Diego, California, until I moved here to Kansas in 2020. My parents were ordinary people, but who had two children, but they wanted to have another, at least one more child, but my mom had a difficult birth with my brother, and it was called Rh incompatibility. My dad's blood type was slightly different than my mom's, and anyway, they had problems, and they were told that they shouldn't have any more children, you know, that she shouldn't get pregnant again. So they became county foster parents, and one day they got a call telling them that there was a baby waiting, you know, that needed a foster home, and that was me. And they took me in, and they really liked me a lot, and they decided to adopt me. So I was spared growing up in an array of foster homes where things can be very difficult. I've heard stories. I've heard what that's like. And I'm really grateful to my higher power that I was given these good-hearted people. But that's taken me a long time to get to that point too. And it's because of this program that I have a much better attitude toward my parents who are now deceased than I did for a lot of my life. And When I was a child, I discovered food. Food was what I was using to soothe my emotions. And that really took off for me when I hit 12 years old. I started eating more and more.
Sorry, this is 10-minute reminder. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. So I, you know, and as I got older and older, I needed more and more to eat because my emotions were distressed, and it just, I would have periods where I'd try exercising, but I would usually wind up overdoing it a little bit and get, you know, and be sore the next day. And that's not for me. I'm not going to do that again. I never got into exercise bulimia or anything. I'm just a garden variety, compulsive overeater. And, eventually I made my way to, Overeaters Anonymous, like I said at the beginning. And when I went back in 2005, I weighed a little over 300 pounds. I don't know exactly how much because I quit weighing myself. And I followed a food plan, which was of my own devising, which I don't recommend to anybody now. As a sick mind cannot heal a sick mind. My head was what got me up to that weight, and my head was certainly going to come up with some reason for me to be that heavy again or go in the other direction and become an anorexic, because that can happen too. I did not want to go that way, or, you know, I don't want to go that way either. I want to have peace and serenity around food and around people and places and things in my life. And I'm beginning to get that a little at a time with this program. And, you know, with the help of my sponsor and other people in this program and all of you at this meeting, because this is my home meeting. This is definitely my home meeting. I go to another meeting it's now on Zoom out of San Diego on Saturday mornings that I used to think of as my home meeting. But I don't anymore. You know, 4 years of being out of sight and out of mind has changed things a little bit. And, I like the mix of people we have here very much. And, I'm rambling all over the place. I'm sorry. When I went into OA the first time, my first sponsor at that time told me that she wanted me to read the big book. And there was a big book study on Wednesday nights and that I should go there. And I did. And it turned out that they needed a secretary. And I was asked if I would do it. And what do I have to do? And it was really easy. Get the books out, arrange the chairs in a circle, and read the format. And I did that. And some parts of the big book got through to me, but not a lot of it, in all honesty, at that time. It was really difficult. I just did not have a clue. I was in denial. I could understand that I had an allergy to certain things, and I understood that intellectually, but that was my alarm. Never mind. Down in here, I could not get it. After I did that big book study, I wound up joining a small group of people who were holding a private big book study in one of the members' homes. We went through the big book line by line and paragraph by paragraph. And that's when I finally got the message of the big book. And thanks to that and that time, at that time, when I was doing step seven, my higher power came to me and when I asked to be forgiven, I felt this marvelous feeling of forgiveness. It was just amazing. And I was able to be abstinent because I hadn't been abstinent up until that step.
5 minute reminder.
Thank you. Anyway, so that happened and I was able to be abstinent for a year and a half, but then I lost it again because my ego grew back. And I wound up leaving OA in 2016. And in 2020, I came back. I wasn't as heavy as I was the first time when I came in, but I was even more obsessed with food than I was. I could not listen to my husband when he spoke. I mean, I would take in what he was saying, but I wasn't only half paying attention because most of my thoughts were preoccupied with food. And that's maybe some of you have had that happen. It's really uncomfortable. And so when I came back, I had gained 90 pounds in 4.5 years. I gained 90 pounds over what I had been when I left. And things were, and I was, but that wasn't why I came back. Why I came back was to have my head fixed, because I knew it was a problem with my head, not a problem, not eating, not under eating, not, you know, that's just a symptom. And I got a sponsor right away and started working the steps. And that took a longer journey for me to get abstinent because I had to give up some of my conceptions about some of the foods I was eating. I had to acknowledge that some of the foods that I thought were okay foods were not okay foods for me. And that was painful. I grieved those foods, which I recommend if anyone's having trouble letting go of something, let it go and just and let yourself grieve. It really helped me. I shouldn't be giving advice from the podium. I'm sorry. Anyway, I got here and worked the steps, and I do service, and I've gotten through all the steps. God has given me today 18 months of abstinence, which is, pardon my language, but it's a fucking miracle. It really is. I could not do that on my own. And I tried over and over and over and just could not. I mean, I tried so hard when I was in OA the first time to control myself, and I could not. And this is definitely the work of a higher power. And so I still have bipolar disorder. That won't go away. And I was trying over the past year to control my emotions or to find some, maybe, you know, I was thinking maybe I had the wrong diagnosis. Maybe I need to change my medications. Maybe I need to change my health care to another provider, and that would help me. And I hit another bottom last week with that all and realized that, yes, my life is unmanageable means that I can't control my emotions. And I'm well controlled on medication, but I still have emotions. And everybody has emotions and they're here for a reason, and I must accept them and just be who I am and not try to be somebody who doesn't have emotions.
But this is the 1 minute reminder.
Thank you. So, I mean, this program is just really amazing. I get to look at myself in the mirror of the 10th and 11th steps every day. And that is, it's really good. But right now it's painful, and it will get easier with time and practice. And I have the example of other people in this program who are showing me this. And I'm very grateful for all of them. I'm grateful for all of you. And thank you for letting me share. I have one more picture I want to show you. This was me about a year ago when I went to see Elton John down in Houston. I live in Lawrence, Kansas. And the woman on the left is my friend. And
gentle reminder, time is up.
I'm almost done. I would not be laughing like that and having fun and going on an airplane and flying if I were still in the food. And my higher power gave me a wonderful trip with a woman who's been my friend since junior high. And I'm very grateful for that too. And thank you very much for letting me share again.